from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And the kick behind her. She knows this is her 8th Olympic gold medal.
25 meters left for Ledecky to make more history. Won the gold in Tokyo. Is going to back it up again here in Paris. And the greatest swimming machine we've ever seen rolls on to another gold here in Paris with a new Olympic record.
Katie Ledecky. You got anything going on right now? You got gold zone on your computer? Fire it up. Let's see some...
I had the golf on, but we can throw gold zone.
Olympics coverage. Jeremy and Joe, okay, I have a tough question. Sometimes I want to post Twitter polls and ask people a question just to see, like, it's a poll. The whole point is to find out where people land, right? Sometimes it's 90-10, and you're like, okay, you know, like, is pizza good? Yes.
Yep.
So here's the tough question I got, because we've kind of danced around this subject a little bit. As Allen checks in at number 12 on the NFL Top 100, and a lot of Bills fans reacted, he's underrated. That's wrong. Earlier this year, an unnamed exec said he's overrated, and people freaked out for a couple days. What would be a better outcome if you could pick one outcome this year? The Bills do not win the Super Bowl, but you can pick one of two things. Allen wins the MVP, or the Bills win the AFC. What would you pick? They're not going to win the Super Bowl. Not, well, if he wins the MVP, does he? No, I'm telling you. You pick one thing. You're told they're not getting a Super Bowl.
They go to the Super Bowl
and
lose.
They go and lose, or he wins the MVP. Now, in the break, we discussed this, and Sal said he thought landslide. 90% of Bills fans, AFC.
Yeah.
They'll take a trip back to the Super Bowl. My belief was, in posting this as a tough question, on purpose, it's like two things we want to happen.
Yeah.
I think Bills fans want Josh Allen validated on the level of winning the AFC. And that might sound crazy.
Yeah.
We are 215 votes in. Removing the 10% that have just said, I want to see the results, it is 51-41.
Yeah.
That is close.
Yeah, that is. Can I ask, though, like, the fans voting for MVP because they want that validation. Are we sure an MVP gives you more validation than a Super Bowl appearance? Who has more validation, Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow?
Well, who has more validation?
Who has more validation between the two nationally?
The MVP.
More than Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Because Joe Burrow gets a lot of validation for going to that one Super Bowl.
Bad quarterbacks have made the Super Bowl. Bad quarterbacks have never won the MVP.
But Allen's not a bad quarterback.
I know, but if you're talking validation,
if you're good and you make it to a Super Bowl,
yeah, that's right.
I think
okay.
you're gonna get some of that. Maybe not as much as MVP. But that's part of my wonder. Even if not, leave that at the side anyway. I would pick Super Bowl because I want those 2 weeks. I want those 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, and maybe hey, if I've beaten the Chiefs along the way too, like there's definitely a value for me of the Bills making it to the Super Bowl, even if they haven't won it. Like, sure, having to endure the heartbreak of getting there. It would feel like one of their roadblocks to getting there. Like, it is possible. They can get there. They can get through the AFC. Like, they can get through the Chiefs, or they can get through the Bengals. Like, to me, the odds of them getting there without getting through one of those two seems pretty unlikely. So to me, like, I would take the Super Bowl. Allen's validation, you know, even if he wins MVP, I wonder if the places that fans are going to want it from, that validation, if it'll even come. Because in the smart football world, he is validated, right?
Oh, right.
It depends where you want to look. And if you look at certain places, there's an acknowledgement. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football. He's the closest thing to Mahomes that there is. It's the dumb places. If you want the dumb places to shut up about it, then that's when you're going to really want the MVP. And you said it's like almost 50-50? Or it's 50, it's like a 50% that would take the Super Bowl appearance?
The current numbers are 7% voting just to see the results.
Yep.
Which is a cop-out. Like, I don't want to vote, but I want to see what people are saying.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're a Dolphins fan.
Right.
We're at about 300 votes, and it is a 10% lead for
it's not that far.
The AFC.
That's
it's
not that far off.
It's not 90-10.
Yep.
You also have the Bills fan, and this is true of any fan, that going farther and losing is so painful that the idea of signing up for that is something you don't want to do.
Right. How would the heartbreak in the Super Bowl automatically be worse? Like, would it be – does it depend who you lose to in the AFC? What if you lost to the Jets in a playoff game? Do we really think losing in the Super Bowl would be that much worse? Of an experience?
It depends what kind of fan you are. I mean, think about the way you lose. I mean, there's gut-wrenching losses and there's gut-wrenching losses.
Yeah.
Losing when you have a kick around the field where if it goes through, you're going to win and you lose is, I think, worse than losing by 35.
Right.
No, we were never in it. It's very easy. Never in it, you know. Didn't have a chance. Not a woulda, coulda, shoulda, but a didn't belong, or
I kind of think taking the Allen MVP is crazy. Like it's 40, kind of crazy to me that
42%.
That's wild to me.
Allen MVP.
That
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is wild to me. Like, Allen winning MVP and they lose to the Chiefs again in the divisional round? Really? Like, that? We think that's a better outcome? Really?
Like I said, it's a tough question.
Versus them losing to, like, the Packers in the Super Bowl? I don't know. I can't get there. I cannot get there with that. I know MVP is something, and it would be nice to have, but come on now. I might even say I'd rather make it to the AFC Championship game than have Allen win the MVP.
What if
they haven't even made that in 4 years?
What if here Ed writes, and I can't believe how close this is. They'd go to a Super Bowl, most likely finally beat the Chiefs in a playoff game. Brandon writes, and I picked MVP because I'm tired of people telling me Lamar Jackson's better because he has an MVP. This is what I mean. I posted it because I think you, in this case, and Sal, underestimate how many people, Ted writes in, cannot lose another Super Bowl. The Allen MVP, if you
agree. It's been 30 years.
You're not going to win the Super Bowl. You agree to the Allen MVP. Season ended. Maybe we lost in the first round. I mean, I don't know. It's, like I said, it's a intentionally tough question.
Yeah. I kind of want to revert now to, like, the previous question, but, like, I want him to have that MVP so I can stop hearing people say Lamar Jackson is better. I think if he makes the Super Bowl, that is something he'll have over Lamar that Lamar doesn't have. Versus Allen wins an MVP, I could still sit up there and say, well, Jackson is too.
Yeah.
And neither have made it to the Super Bowl, so who's better?
Right.
Like, in your world, I can still say Lamar Jackson's better. But in my world, where he didn't win MVP, but they won the AFC and they lost the Super
Bowl. You could say, talk to me when he makes the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Okay. This reminds me, earlier in the week, I asked the question if it was anybody but KC, and so many people wrote back and responded and said, no, the Chiefs winning is actually the only thing that is okay. That you'd rather have the Chiefs win than the Texans, the Jets, the Dolphins. You'd rather have the Chiefs win. And we had a caller call and say, I can't have Justin Herbert get a Super Bowl. The Chargers are on the list.
Yeah.
And you go on and on. And I didn't realize that what we're all – if you're on
– I hate what you're about to say because you said it on the field that
day. Yeah, I said it on the field on Monday and I forgot to bring it up, but it's so right. And again, this is –
He brought this up. Brandon Bean was standing like 30, 20 feet away.
I'm just having fun with this. I'm not mad at any of you. I think we're all crazy. Because that day I said it's kind of like Stockholm Syndrome, and there's a better way to say it. If you want the Bills to win the Super Bowl, and the second-best AFC option for you is Kansas City because at least no one else gets one. Burrow doesn't get one. Stroud doesn't get one.
Jackson.
The Ravens don't get one. Then what you're ultimately saying is the Chiefs are your second-favorite AFC team. You're saying the Chiefs are your second-favorite AFC team. And that's messed up.
That is kind of what that's saying.
Let that wash over you for a minute. I know why everybody lines up there. It does make sense. But if you say, hey, if I offered you Mahomes winning the next three or other teams, you know, mix in anybody, the Jags.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson's amazing. I don't want anybody getting one before Josh. Mahomes is better. That means they're your second favorite AFC team.
That is what that means.
That is what that's.
I sat here and told you I'd rather have them win than the Jets or the Dolphins. I'm not this person you're talking about, but would I rather have them win than all the others? I'm not there. I'm not that extreme. I would.
Who would you accept?
Jacksonville.
Ugh, that's gross. That's terrible. I won't accept Jacksonville.
This is good. Who are the teams I would pick that I would rather see in the Super Bowl than Kansas City? That I would rather have win the AFC. I'd rather have Jacksonville win it. I'd rather have Indy win it. I'd rather have...
Indy wins it. Now you don't have the best dual threat quarterback in football. Now it's Anthony Richardson. Well, you lost... No, that's...
There's got to be another, right? I feel like I'm running out of teams. I don't want to put Baltimore on the list. I don't want to put Houston on the list. I don't want to put Cleveland. Cleveland I would if Deshaun Watson wasn't their quarterback, but he is. So I'm not doing that. I think I'm out of teams. I don't want Denver. Listen, Sean Payton's a jerk.
When we were standing on the field, it was you, me, and Josh Reed, and he was the one that brought it up. He's like, I listened to your conversation. When the words formed in my head, that means they're your second favorite AFC team. I did a whole body shake. But, that is what that means, and that's horrible.
Yeah. Ooh, that is gross.
Anyway.
The Raiders? No.
You'd rather have Antonio Pierce?
No, because you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to be on that stage? If they magically Cinderella run, Leicester City, the Raiders win the Super Bowl. You know who's on the stage hoisting the Lombardi? Brady. Part owner. He's going to get another ring? He's going to be flashing that one now? No, get the Raiders out of here, too.
The Bills have an NFL referee chatting with the media about rule changes today. We'll have you hear a little bit of that maybe a little later in the morning show, maybe a little later Extra Point show as well. Some media with officials today. Joe Brady, Bills offensive coordinator. We will not have him answer this question. We will not ask it. It's a tough question, I guess, and the reason I asked it was to see it in the numbers, and it is not as big a blowout as you might think. Jeremy and Joe, live from St. John Fisher. Thanks for indulging us. Tough questions. You can give us a call if you have a thought on it. 803-0550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.